There's no room for Saurabh and Rustam. Room for everybody. Yes, Mani, you have to say something now.
We were distracted.
What a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling Muslim Sora how much we've been hearing about the tour in the States and the silent sours. And one of the latest things we heard was from Christine Pearson that they entertained the group with a spontaneous Baba skit. And it sounded just like the times when it would suddenly put up something and make Baba laugh. And Baba would enjoy it. Just to see Baba's enjoyment just increased the enjoyment of what they were doing. Like for Mara's birthday 2 years ago, or was it last year? On the bus they decided to do something, and Rustam impersonated a woman with a high voice, and Sarab played his part so wonderfully. And I thought Jimmy was going to fall off the chair, you know. And that's how they used to do for Baba, you know, just suddenly these little things. The funniest thing Baba enjoyed was seeing himself being impersonated, you know. A darshan time being reproduced. And so Baba could see himself. It's almost like Baba was saying, really? Is that what happened? Is that what it looks like? Is that what I do? There was Saurabh dressed as Baba with his sadra. Yeah, we put on. Mara loaned Baba's things. There was a sadra and the two scarves, and Rustam put on Erich's coat and cap, and Baba came leaning on Erich's arm. That means Saurabh and Rustam, and Baba seated there in the midst of all his lovers who packed the hall at Guru Prasad Darshan time, and so this is a sort of a side play happening. And they come in, and Baba looks at each other, puts up his hand and greeting so that it reaches each and all. And Baba's gesture of raising his hand like that and reaching to all was so oceanic to anybody who has watched it, who has been there and seen Baba do that. It has been captured in one of the pictures, which is my most favorite picture. So anyway, they did that, and then Saurabh sat down, and Rustam adjusted the chair and brought out a kerchief and wiped his brow, and then the others came, and some then they offered garlands and they bowed down, and some laid their little babies on Baba's lap and at his feet, and all this Baba was watching, and he was so delighted. I mean, he was chuckling, you can really call it that, although there was no sound heard. But when Baba would enjoy something and laugh, you really felt that he was laughing more than anybody who laughed with a sound. And Baba was enjoying so much while all this was going on, and the darshan is the lovers coming and taking the darshan there, and Baba sort of looking at it with wonder, you know, like some, like very young, that look was. Is that really? Is that what I do? And then he laughed so hard that I saw him fumbling for a kerchief to wipe the tears that were running down his cheeks from laughter. And at that moment, a photographer snapped and captured that moment forever. I have a big picture of that.
Yeah, but I remember that what made Baba really laugh most was that my chair was just next to Baba's chair. And while I was giving darshan to the children, I looked at Baba, at the same time Baba looked at me, and he was laughing and he wiped his forehead with the sweat, and I just imitated him again, instantly wiping my forehead, and that made him laugh more, you see. And also that I imitated him when I came inside and the children said, Avtaar mere Baba ki jai, and I said, I am God in human form.
That's wonderful.
That made him laugh a lot, you know.
Oh, that was. Yeah.
And nobody threw rotten eggs at you?
No. Flowers! They gave flowers and babies.
Yeah, Baba was full of humor. He loved all that.